This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia, May 8th on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Friday evenings from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip for the world's best customer service. It's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. As I was saying, we have 3 hours to spend together. It's Monday Night Trivia. So if you are listening on Friday night, well, sit back, enjoy the show. It should be fun. However, it's Monday night. Oh, trundle over to your phone and call 888-876-5593. That's 888-ROLLYE. And no straggler from last week, so brand new question. And I was trying to think of what we should ask you, and finally decided these two words, which first appeared in a dictionary together in 1912, appear in countless commercials enticing consumers today. What two words? Yeah, kind of a little catchphrase. Yes, and I know you've probably heard them in the last week, I would say. Probably. Not necessarily. It's not that ubiquitous, but probably. All right, so 888-876-5593. Two words. Yeah, the phrase that pays, so to speak. Used in advertising all the time. And yes, as a marketing gimmick, so it's gimmick more than anything, I think, so to speak. Though it draws crowds. What is it? 888-876-5593. All right, now, if you prefer your own category, you can have that. And anything that you want, sky is the limit. All right, you got to know something about something. Well, whatever it is, we got a question for you, and we prove that every week. On top of that, we have bumper stumpers. They all have a theme tonight, and the theme is courtesy of John, who is screening your calls at 888-876-5593. And it's a fairly easy theme, but because of this theme, the records are fairly easy because most of them are, you know, at least on the fringe of being hits. Right. And some of them are outright hits, which is amazing for Monday Night Trivia. So that's the preamble. And your calls are next. 888-876-5593. We'll kick it off with Tom. Oh, as we always do. Old Faithful Tom in Covington, Louisiana. How's it going, Tom?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
All right. But your phone is certainly a problem. I'm not sure why, but you're sounding just terrible. So
my voice is a little...
No, this is much worse than this. Hold on a minute. Don't go away, Tom. I'm gonna have John either try to fix that or screen another call, and we're going to see if it sounds alike. If it does, then I got big problems. But hopefully the problems are just with Tom. We'll be finding out in moments. So yes, a number of possible questions tonight. Actually, I've gone through several contenders, and I thought that this one that I have just asked is kind of interesting and relatively easy, I hope. And that is, again, these two words first appeared in a dictionary together in 1912. Nah, but today they appear in countless commercials enticing customers. What are the two words? All right, Kathy is a first-time caller, and she is in Crete, Illinois. Kathy, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. And you're coming in loud and clear, which makes me happy because when I heard from Tom a minute ago, I said, please don't let it be our phones. And it's not. Thank you for calling.
No problem.
All right. So what do you think?
I think it's new and improved.
That's great. It's not right, but it's great. You know, it's two words next to each other that denote something specific.
All righty.
Think about it and call me back. Don't wait too long. Thanks.
All right.
Appreciate it. All right. So I know Tom hears me fine. I love this. John says, Tom hears you fine. No, it's how we hear Tom. We'll try this again. And hopefully John is listening to me. So we'll go again. Tom, are you there?
Okay.
No. All right. Hang on. Well, say something else so John can see what I mean.
I hear you fine.
No, I know, but we're not hearing you. All right, so we'll put you on hold, and basically John will probably ask Tom to call back, and he will. So new and improved, that's a great guess. It's just not right. This is specific to the item that it is advertising. So 888-876-5593, Monday Night Trivia, right here on WGN Radio.
She's pleasing you with those smiles she's putting down. You're the jivest cat in town. Don't you know that my baby loves me? Go on and work your show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, there it is, our first bumper stumper, and yeah, that's I think pretty obvious. We'll find out what you know and don't. Now, remember, if you don't know my bumper stumpers and you don't know my trivia question, you can have your own category, and we prove that every week. So I'm right here looking for the answers, by the way, to the hard Beatles quiz, because I know Barry from New Hampshire, our idiot savant when it's all things Beatles, has come up on the board. So he will certainly be on this hour. And so will you if you call. All right. So Karen is in Chicago. So Karen, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, I want to try the trivia.
Okay.
I'm going to go with tried and true.
Tried and true. Nope. Like I say,
I know I've heard that before.
Right. Oh, absolutely. But this is specific to the product.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's not one that could be used for anything. This is a very...
I'll try again.
I'm counting on
it. Thank you
so much. Thanks. Appreciate
it.
All right, so 888-876-5593, and everything is just exploding at once around me. It's one of those days all the way around. And I guess Mercury is in retrograde, isn't it? I can blame it on something. Well, I will regardless. So we'll talk to Marianne in Chicago, who thinks she knows a bumper. So Marianne, what did you hear that you know?
Hey, Raleigh, how are you tonight?
All right, how about yourself, Marianne?
Pretty good. I'm guessing this is Teasing You by Willie T.
Of course it is. That's right. And, well, of course, it's too early for you to guess a theme, but you certainly guessed an artist, 1965 on Atlantic, so you are a winner. Hang on a minute. Don't go away.
Okay.
All right, so we have ourselves our first winner, and that's Marianne in Chicago, who knows her Willie T. Wilson Turbinton. Yes, indeed. Now the late and great hate saying that, but true it is. All right, so let's venture a gander at Tom in Covington again. Now let's try this again, Tom. This is just unbelievably bad. I'm not able. I mean, I can tell you're there, but I don't know why. But you're not coming up with any type of a connection that is manageable. Well, I know you keep saying that. It doesn't matter if you can hear me fine. We can't hear you. So I don't know what to do about that. And nobody else is exhibiting the problem. So all I can tell you is call back again. We'll try it one more time. Don't go away. All right, bye. Now, but what I wanted to do here, and I'm going to try to do, is busy out that line somehow so he doesn't come in on the same line, because he did both times. So I'm going to, well, I'm not going to have help here. So, yeah, there he is again. It's not going to work. All right. In the meantime, we'll just move right along. Yes, we will. To Barry and his Beatles question. So, okay, Barry. So, how are you doing, Barry?
Hey, Raleigh.
Yeah.
I'm doing good.
Well, good.
For the trivia question, is it all natural?
No, it is not. As I say, it pertains particularly to the product it's advertising, and only to the product it's advertising.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, it's not a one size fits all, but that's very nice. All right, so I am looking for your hard Beatles question, and here we go. The Beatles' first proper tour of theaters in Great Britain was actually in support of what artist? And in fact, while they were on this tour, Please Me went to number one in the UK.
Okay, they toured with Roy Orbison.
Nope. And by the way, due to the headliner was so embarrassed because the headliner wound up being the backup act after the Beatles hit with Please Please Me so big. But they started out as the backup band, supporting what star? Star, and I mean star.
Little Richard?
Helen Shapiro.
Oh.
Yeah, we're talking British acts, and of course Helen Shapiro was quite the British act, as you probably know, and so they booked the Beatles to be their support group, the backup group, and when Please Please Me became so big, Helen Shapiro became the backup to the Beatles. So there you go. All right, well,
you got me.
It's hard to believe. Talk to you next week.
Yeah,
okay, bye-bye. Thanks. All right, so now, I love the way John keeps saying, Tom hears you fine. I know it, nor do I care. What I care about is how Tom sounds to us. So we'll try it one more time tonight. Okay, Tom, speak. Nope, didn't work. All right, so I guess you got to try next week. I'm sorry to say, Tom, because it's just not there in any way, shape, or form, and I don't know why. I gave him four tries there, and I'll give you just as many. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, as we proved with our Beatles trivia, if you know something about something, we've got a category for you. You just tell us what it is, and we'll find a question for you. And we have plenty of more bumper stumpers coming up, but our main question is these two words first appeared in a dictionary together in 1912. Prior to that, they were not linked. But these two words appeared together in the dictionary, the phrase that pays. What two words? It's two words that appear in countless advertisements enticing customers today. What two words? All right, 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh, James on the south side with his plethora of guesses. So, all right, you got half a dozen. Let's go, James.
Brand new.
Nope.
The original.
Nope. Now remember, the phrase refers specifically to the product being advertised. Specifically.
Okay.
In fact, the phrase, I venture to say that the phrase is the product being advertised.
Okay. New and improved?
No, you can't advertise new and improved. The product is these two words.
Oh, okay.
How do you buy a new and improved? No, and that would be three words, by the way. No. I think you need to rethink this. I have a feeling I'm right about
this. I'm going to go back and look again.
Yeah. Okay, call me back. I'll look forward to it. All right, yeah, because I think we threw him a curve. Yeah, I should tell you that the two words that appeared together in the dictionary for the first time in 1912 actually were the product being advertised. Yeah, so what is it? 888-876-5593. Two words. Sue in Schaumburg, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
Hey, Sue, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you tonight?
All right. Thanks for calling. What
you
do you
sound
think?
Good.
Oh, well, thank you. What do you think?
I think it's when it rains, it pours.
Oh, no, it's just two words, and the two words actually are the product being advertised.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, I'll keep thinking then.
I hope so. Call me back. Thanks, Sue.
Okay,
appreciate
sure.
it.
Bye-bye.
All right. So, 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. And we got Leah in Marcus Hook. What do you think, Leah?
Hi, Raleigh. How are you?
I'm not doing too bad. I'm a little worried with Tom's phone call to see what's going on with our phone system, but so far everybody else has been fine.
Yeah, he sounded terrible.
I know, and I can't figure out why. And he kept saying, you know, I hear you just fine. Yeah, we understand that, Tom. But
yeah.
I don't know.
Garbled. Yeah. Saying, I hear you fine.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. I could barely understand him. God, it was horrible.
Yeah, and I don't know what that is. And I am hearing a little sibilance on all the calls. That's why I'm sort of saying, I don't know about this. So after the show, I think I'm going to do some investigating.
Oh, okay. Well, I wanted to get... Oh, I got my shots. I wanted to tell you, too.
Oh, and how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm getting a little nausea, a little metal taste in my mouth, and a little bit of cramping, but other than that, I'm okay.
All right. So this,
those are the side effects.
Right.
So.
This was the first Ozempic, right?
Yeah, well, the generic Ozempic and the generic Wegovy all in one shot.
Wow.
Yeah, and the B12. Yeah, they give B12 too. So,
well,
and then he gave me just a half a dose, and then he gave me the full shot. Bring home in a week, then I give myself the shot.
Yeah.
And then I call them and tell them how I'm doing.
All right. Well, so far off to a good start.
Yeah, I've hardly eaten in anything. My rings are falling off my fingers.
God.
Yeah, I'm losing weight, I can tell.
Well, this is a good thing, but hopefully not too fast.
Well, they call it Ozempic face now.
All right, well, we'll find.
They say that you lose weight so fast that you get Ozempic face.
Oh, my God.
You get old looking.
Oh, that's just,
I don't know.
That's just lovely. Your choice. A little more weight or a few more wrinkles. I don't know.
Well, wrinkles you can always take care of with stuff, you know?
Okay.
I don't know. But
well,
anyway,
hang
I just
on a
wanted
minute.
To tell you that.
Yeah, don't go away. Stay right where you are,
okay.
And we'll get your guess. All right, and we'll get your calls, too. Well, actually, every line's busy. So if you hear somebody hang up, that's the time to dial in again at 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Think about the sacrifices. That I done for you. Think
Jolly Dreams. There's our second bumper snupper. What does it have in common with our first? Well, more to the point, who's doing it? That's all you need to know to win. 1957 on King. It was the last chart record, actually. 888-876-5593. 888-88-ROLLIE. We'll be back to Leah in a moment, but first-time callers, I always defer, because they tend not to wait too long. So we got a couple of them, too. We'll introduce ourselves to Fran, a first-time caller in Brookfield, Illinois. So, Fran, welcome.
Hello, Raleigh. How are you?
All right. How about yourself, Fran?
I'm good. I like to listen to you. I never know the answers to anything, but I thought maybe I do tonight.
Oh, I hope so. What do you think?
I think the two words are 7-Up.
I love that. It's not right, but that's a great it's a great description of kind of what I'm after.
All righty. Thank you.
Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. Although I would say I'm not 100%. Well, I am 100% sure. It's not really a proper noun, but it describes the item, that's for sure. And it describes only the item. I know this is getting clear as mud, isn't it? Chris is a first-time caller in St. Joseph, Michigan. All right, Chris. Thanks for calling.
Hey, how are you, Raleigh?
All right. I appreciate the call.
Oh, absolutely. I'm just sitting up here on the bluff. Listening to WGN,
well,
old-time AM radio guy.
Good. So, we're delighted to have you.
Bob and Betty Sanders, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the old rocket radio.
absolutely.
I've been listening to your music for quite some time. You helped me finish my bathroom remodeling project.
Oh, I'm proud to do that. I'm delighted to be part of that.
Yeah. I had to write down a few song titles.
Ah.
Thanks for the introduction to Great Age. Absolutely. And I'm still making it work over here.
All right.
So, I got a question.
Yeah.
An answer.
Okay.
I think for tonight, it's tossing it out there. Valentine's Day.
Oh, Valentine's Day. You know, that's a great answer. It's not right, but it's perfectly acceptable to what I'm looking for.
I thought it was, a good product going, put together to a product.
Yeah, well, it refers to something very specific.
Okay.
All right. Well, if you think of something else, you call me back and don't wait too long.
I will not.
All right. Thanks, Chris. I appreciate it. All right. So, yeah, definitely something up with the phones. I don't know what it is, and I'll try to diagnose it later. Because clearly I can't do that while doing the show. But now, back to Leah, who had a guess. All right, Leah, sorry about that.
That's okay. My guess is sliced bread.
I love that answer. It's not right, but that would be good. Yeah, you're in the spirit of the game. It's just not right.
Okay, I have one other guess, but I don't think it's right. Salad shooter.
Oh, that's funny. No, Sal, that's a good guess too, but no. I don't think we would see those two words in a dictionary in 1912, no matter how we conjured it.
I know, it was just a joke.
You just never know. All right. Thanks, Leah.
Okay,
appreciate it. All right. So yes, I mean, salad and shooter would probably be both there on their own. But I'm talking about the first time these two words appeared next to each other, together as a phrase describing this in a dictionary. All right. And then later in commercials near you to this day. You've heard it. I know it. We've got Bobby in Chicago. Hello, Bobby. Welcome to WGN. Hello, Bobby. We have lost Bobby. Oh, no. Oh, no. I'm so sorry, Bobby. Call us back. We'd love to hear from you. We'll talk to Sam and Gurney, we hope. Hello, Sam.
Hey, Raleigh. How are you tonight?
I don't know anymore. How about yourself?
We're both on the same page, then.
But yeah.
I'm going to guess Quaker Oats.
I love it. It's not right, but that's lovely.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thanks for trying. Appreciate it. Yeah, yeah. Y'all getting in the spirit of it now. It's just not right. But sooner or later, somebody will be. I know it. And we have Hannah, a first-time caller in Naperville. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey. Hi, Hannah. Hi, Raleigh. I'm sorry.
I'm Raleigh. You're Hannah. Now that we've established that, thank you for calling.
Yes. So, answer is close-up.
Close-up. Oh, that's great. It's not right, but that's a wonderful answer.
Oh.
Sorry about that, and call me again. Okay, thanks. Okay. Appreciate it. Yeah, that was the only thing wrong with it. It wasn't right. But other than that, it was certainly in the ballpark. All right, we've got Barb in Lake Bluff, Illinois. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi.
Hey, Barb.
So, yeah, good to talk to you.
Yes.
So I have a guess. One was Band-Aid.
Nope. Next.
A scotch tape.
Next.
Okay. Semi-gloss.
Next.
Paintbrush.
Next.
Okay. I think I'm running out of what, I mean, I could say masking tape. That could be lucky.
You're right. No, one. No, it's, we'll rule that category out. But if you think of something else, call me back.
I sure will.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so 888-87. Yeah, I thought scotch tape was a great guess. It's, you know, it's not right, but it is a very good guess. All right, so 888-876-5593 takes us to Jim in Chicago. What do you think, Jim?
I've got a couple. First is Double Mint.
Nope.
Juicy Fruit?
No.
Shredded Wheat?
No.
Whole Wheat?
No.
All right, I'm out of guesses.
Thanks.
Rolled Oats.
Rolled Oats is good too, but not right. If you think of something else, you call me back.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, now remember, this has to be in the dictionary. And, well, I guess any of those could be, couldn't they? Well, they just aren't. Or at least not that I know of. So we've got Mike. Oh, Mike, driving along, taking me along for the ride. I love to ride. How's it going tonight, Mike?
Great, Raleigh. Feeling great. Yourself?
So, well, you know, the phones are going south, so my mind is sort of distracted as I look at this saying, why don't you work? See, tonight I'm in the other studio in another part of the state, and it's, I haven't been back.
See.
Yeah, and I'm looking at this saying, why aren't you working? And after the show, hopefully I'll find out.
Well, I'm heading down 55 to 80 and heading to Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Oh, good. Right. I like that journey. 80, yeah. Iowa 80 truck stop, anybody? But
of course, yes. It's massive. And
yes.
As I said before, like Disney World, once is enough when you stop there.
Well, it is.
But it is iconic.
Well, yeah. And it, you don't have to stop, but you'll pass by and at least wave.
Of course.
Yeah.
I wanted to take a guess. First time I've ever taken a guess, Raleigh. I actually have two. I only gave John one, but I'd like to try twice if that's okay.
Sure. I don't know what you told him, so you can tell me both of them.
All right. Brown sugar?
Nope. I like that, though.
The other one is minced beef.
Oh, I like that, too. Nope.
Yeah. Okay. And I tried.
You did, and I hope you...
Song.
Yeah. What do you want to hear?
Day in the American Magic Moment.
Okay. I'll play it for you tomorrow night.
Thank you very much, Raleigh.
Sure thing. Thanks. Appreciate it.
See ya.
Okay.
Bye now.
Okay, bye. All right. So I'm riding in style tonight. That's good. All right. This magic moment for Mike. All right. We'll do that tomorrow night. We got another bumper stumper coming up right now, actually. And then we get to Diane in Chicago. Marianne in Chicago is back. James has his guesses together. Johnny D in Ohio. All right. Get down with your bad self. And of course, we'll have hominid trivia. It's required. And Sue in Schaumburg. 888-876-5593. When you hear us disconnect, and I'll do that right now from Mike. That leaves a line available for you. Go on WGN Radio.
Across the street, there's a party going on. Laughing and dancing. Across the
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Who is it? That's our bumper stumper of the moment, 1964 on ATCO. Bob Crewe co-wrote it, along with Charlie Coello. And yeah, I wonder the Four Seasons didn't record it. Well, maybe you're listening to it and said, I know why. But I liked it, and it did chart on the pop charts. Not on the R&B charts, but on the pop charts, it was number 98 with an anchor for 1 week. So I'm not making that up. But it's a well-known record in certain parts of the world. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh, so our clear-as-mud question. I blame myself. I'm probably not elucidating it as well as I could. These two words, which first appeared in a dictionary together in 1912, appear in countless commercials as an item enticing customers today. All right, what two words? An item enticing customers. So that doesn't have to be a physical product. Could be, but it doesn't have to be. All right, so with that in mind, yes, all that confusion, we go to Johnny D in Youngstown. How's it going, Johnny D?
How are you? Can you hear me?
No, don't even start with me. Do not get on my last nerve, Johnny D. It will not be pretty.
When you went to the break, I heard you do the prime, what do they call it, primordial or primeval?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, yes. Well, I am. Oh, God is right, because I don't know why this is happening. And it's nothing obvious, which means, oh, God, I had hoped I was going to sleep tonight.
But what would that be referred to as, a primordial? What is that? Primordial scream or primeval?
Oh, so you're using what? Phrases that you don't know what they mean?
Well, which one is it? Primordial or primeval? I know what it means.
Primordial, P-R-I-M-O-R-D-I-A-L, oh, primordial.
Okay. Primordial, what never it, mind. What I should have never.
Yeah, and what you're usually talking about is bigger than my size, something that persisted from the beginning of a universe or a solar system.
Primordial.
Yeah, now there's also, see, you're actually morphing two words, because remember there's primeval, P-R-I-M-E-V.
That's what I said, primeval.
Primeval. And that is different from
what?
Primordial or primeval, E-V-A-L, primeval.
Well, that's what I said, primeval.
Well, okay. It didn't sound like what you said, but okay. So that's...
It is what I said.
All right.
Primeval scream is what I was referring to.
All right. Primeval would be the earliest ages of history. Not necessarily the beginning of the universe, but the earliest ages of history. So there.
Well, you're so darn smart, bro. Never mind.
No,
that is so
wrong. I am so not. But you know, I do know some of the words in the English language. All right. So anyway, there you go.
Well, I'm a retired auto worker. I didn't have to know them words. You
no,
were
that's right.
You're a professional talker, so
right.
I guess you did.
You had to do something that mattered. You made an actual product.
That's what Billy Cunningham says all the time.
It's
not
true.
To bring him up again, but you know.
It's
because I don't do nothing. All I do is talk.
That's exactly right. That meanwhile, you're making things people could drive. So be proud of that. Yeah.
Well, I made them a long time ago.
And some of them are probably still on the road.
Well, I mean, I'm going to get to the question, but I don't know if I missed Leela's ending of her call. But what's she doing shooting up diabetic drugs now?
No, well, not exactly. She's actually using them off-label for weight loss.
Wow. She said that her rings are falling
off. Yeah, well,
right.
A lot of people are doing that with Ozempic. But Ozempic, before anybody rushes to the idea that they should try that, has a number of undesirable side effects. So you want to read this closely before you think, oh, I'll give that a try.
Because I got to lose, like 20 pounds.
No. That's not what we're talking about here. Don't do that.
Well, why not?
Well, because the
I mean, I don't want to have to... exercise.
Yeah, God
forbid
you should exercise, or heaven forbid you should, give up the things that are bothering you in terms of what you're putting in your mouth. No, don't do that. Johnny, you can
do
it.
Oh, my God. I mean, come on, Raleigh. I have a wide assortment of...
Yes.
I can't wait till my call's over. I have some pizza left over from...
Well, pizza is not the worst of the list, I guarantee you.
Yeah, okay, good. Okay, good. That ziti probably is worse than that, a big ziti.
Well, depends what you're trying to calculate and how you made it. But anyway, you digress. Okay. So I've got.
I digress. Now, the one fellow on the trivia question gave all kinds of flavors of just my one guest that I told John, but I have others.
I'm sure you
and
do.
My guess that I told John is chewing gum.
Not chewing gum, but hang on a minute. Stay right where you are, and we'll come back with the rest of your guesses. And then, of course, we have our hominid question for you. Don't go away right here on WGN Radio.
I can't wait. I can't wait.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So who are they? And is our theme apparent as yet? Well, might be clear as mud. The hardest thing tonight is getting through. We've got a trivia question, which is a little out there. As I say, I'm probably not elucidating it as well as I should. But these two words, which first appeared in a dictionary together in 1912, appear in countless commercials as the thing enticing customers today. What two words? Yeah, what thing is this? 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. Now, we were in the middle of talking to Johnny D. in Youngstown, who had some guesses on this. So we're back.
Yeah, you certainly aren't hallucinating it.
All righty. So, what are you? Yes.
You made it as clear as mud, Wally, because the ones that I wrote down,
yeah,
you said that it refers specifically to the item.
Yes, it does.
Is that what you said?
It does. It does. To the thing. Yes, it does.
To the thing. To the product.
Yes.
And then you said it's two words that entice you.
Well, no, I mean, the product is an enticement.
All right, well, here's my answers.
Okay.
I said chewing gum, which ain't it.
Right.
And then French fries.
No.
Hot dog.
No.
Castor oil.
No.
Okay.
Doesn't entice
anybody. I heard of that, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah, well, if you did, you wouldn't think it enticed anybody to do anything. All right.
Well, here's my enticement one.
Yeah.
On sale.
That's nice, but no. See, anything could be on sale. You see, this is why this is a tricky question. It actually is an enticement. It is a thing, but it is an enticement. And it would only refer to this particular enticement, not on sale.
Well, that's like a geometry problem.
Well, yeah, I understand. I understand. But when you hear the answer, you'll, oh, of course, it's one of those.
Okay. Well, let's do a hominid then.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Oranopithecus macedoniensis. All right.
Wait a minute.
Oranopithecus macedoniensis. Macedoniensis.
How do you spell the Oranopithecus part?
O U R A N O P I T H E C U S.
All right. That's not the one I was thinking of, but. Okay,
Oranopithecus, and then Macedoniensis, so Macedoni, like Macedonia, with E-N-S-I-S.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. Does that help? All right?
Yeah,
okay.
It does help.
I figured it might. So we have a multiple choice because you like them. Okay.
Yes, right.
A, the Oranopithecus Macedoniensis was the size of an extant chimpanzee. B, that was A, B, had a small pear-shaped nose. C, had dental features similar to those of the Australopithecus afarensis. Or D, had a lingual morphology of the upper incisors different from the extant great ape.
Well, I'll tell you what, Molly.
Yeah.
What? Well, I'll tell you what. When you said Macedonianensis, right?
Yeah.
Well, that gave me some idea of what you're talking about. And that was found in Macedonia, I believe, which is in Greece, in Europe. Okay. And I think you threw this question out of me or brought it up somewhere in the past. Because I'm thinking of all the answers you gave, the one that kind of had more was the last one you gave. The last one about the morphology of the mouth.
That would be correct.
Yeah, that's the one that it is, isn't it?
Okay. The lingual morphology of the upper incisors is different from that of the extant great apes.
Yeah, right. And so, in other words, in the past, you brought this up somewhere. Because I was surprised they found a hominid in Europe. You know, how long ago was that they found?
Well, see,
you know?
the deal is that there is a country in southeastern Europe, which I think existed until just a couple of years ago, which was Macedonia. And then there was the ancient kingdom.
Yeah, that's where Alexander the Great was. Yeah,
no, the ancient kingdom is a kingdom in antiquity. And so you got two different things going on there. If you look at the ancient kingdom, it was a lot larger. So it was pretty damn big.
Macedonia?
Yeah, if you look at the ancient Macedonia, yes.
Oh.
The ancient kingdom.
Well, I know this. Alexander the Great was from Macedonia, and a lot of Greeks didn't consider him a Greek.
Well, it was a large area, you see, so there would be that that issue. And today we talk about the Macedonia region, which would include parts of six different nations.
How the heck do you know all that?
I don't know.
So, are you reading it?
No, but I don't know. No, I know a little bit of things that touch the Mideast. But anyway, the deal is that North Macedonia, then that would be Albania and Bulgaria and Serbia and Kosovo and Greece. Those are the Balkans. Those are the six.
The Balkans.
Yeah, that are included. I mean, very little bit of Serbia. But anyhow, whenever you have a large region, and if you go back to antiquity, it was even larger, you're always going to have a lot of dissension. And they had it.
They didn't like each other?
Well, that would, you know, I mean, certainly they had their, shall we say, issues. And
I don't like that. That's why I don't want to go to court. I don't like people, like I said.
Yeah, well...
All right, Raleigh. Thanks for the question. I got another one.
Yes, you did. All right, marking that down. Thanks. All right.
All right.
Good
bye-bye.
Deal. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888-R-O-L-L-Y-E. Now, back to our question, the one that's clear as mud. So, yes, it is... It is an enticement, but it is a thing that is an enticement. Yeah, in and of itself, it is a thing that is an enticement. Now, how many things can you name that are an enticement? All right, well, probably a bunch of them, and I get to hear them all. So, let's see. Steve is in Iowa. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
The Metal Maven.
How's it going?
Not too bad. You know, the other night when you were talking about Ronnie James Dio, you sent me home with some homework.
Uh-huh.
I had to go look some of that stuff up.
Yeah, some of the early stuff when he was kind of a doo-wopper, as it were. Yeah. So, did you get to some of his death records? Oh my God.
His death record.
Yeah, you know when they were having things like "Tell Laura I Love Her" and "Patches" and all that, he did one too.
Oh, I think I looked that one up on YouTube. The "Tell Her I Love Her."
Yeah, that kind of thing. Yes, only it wasn't "Tell Her." Yes, it was just horrible, wasn't it?
Well, are you a closet headbanger, maybe? No.
Okay. Just absolute, obscure soul and some R&B. That's it. That's as far as I go.
Okay. Well, I had three guesses to the question, and I'm sure all three are wrong, and I forgot one of them anyway.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Let's have them.
So, the first one was lemon and lime.
No. Nope.
Actually, or lemon lime.
Nope.
All right. Well, I knew that was wrong. Second one was Mother's Day, but that's
nope.
not a product, so that has to be wrong.
No. Nope. Although, now wait a minute. See, Mother's Day could be a thing. Yeah, I'll take that. You see, that could be a thing. It's not right because, of course, you know, it wouldn't be a specific thing, but it would be an event. So I'd go with that. I'd include events in this.
All right. And then I thought of another one. Like I said, I forgot one of my original three, but how about leather lace?
How about not? But it's a good guess.
Okay. Well, I tried.
All right. Thanks for trying. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
Good deal. You too. All right. We got another first-time caller. How about that? All right. So we are welcoming Nancy from McHenry to WGN Radio. Hi, Nancy.
Oh, hi. I'm glad I got you.
Yeah, I'm delighted you called. What do you think?
I think Coca-Cola.
Nope.
Nope. Root beer?
Nope.
Strawberry shortcake?
No, I like that. Nope.
Nope. That's all I got.
If you think of something else, you call me back. And thank you for calling, Nancy. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
All right, good deal. So we met Nancy in McHenry. All right. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, Sue is in Schaumburg. So, Sue, what do you think?
Well, I have one more try. I'm going to guess sandwich cookie.
Sandwich cookie. That's, you know, that's a great answer. It's not right, but it is a lovely answer.
I didn't think it would be, but I thought, what the heck, right?
Absolutely. Well, I'm delighted that you called. I hope so. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye. So 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. Marianne is in Chicago. Hey, Marianne.
Hey, Raleigh. I'm back.
Yes, you are.
Well, before I give you my answer, I almost hung up because when I heard you had Johnny B on hold.
Yeah.
That man is so smart. I figured he had the answer.
Ah, well.
I mean, I love when he's on. Oh, my God, he had a conundrum. All that other stuff. I'm like, I love you, Johnny B. I hope you're listening.
Yeah, boy. All right.
But my answer is, and it's probably wrong, Dr. Pepper.
It is wrong, but it's a nice answer.
Okay, well, I'll wait for the answer.
Oh, good deal. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Bye.
All right. So, and of course, if you don't get it tonight, it's going to be a straggler for next week. So if you don't get it, well, it's going to be hanging on there. We're going to have another bumper stumper coming up in moments. And I think you'll know it because actually it is a Chicago record. But that's not why it's on the list. That's not any clue to the theme. And then we'll get to Michelle and Geneva and Diane in Chicago and James on the South Side is calling back with some guesses. Steve in Newark and Jeff. I don't know where Jeff is. John's talking to him right now, and there will be a line available. Let me release it right now. One minute. Here we go. For you, right now. Go. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Baby, I need your sweet loving. The weather, whenever I'm on the ground, I need someone to get me together. And I dig everything about you, and I wanna say that I can't live without you. Hey baby, you know I'm gonna stay. Baby, I need your sweet loving. Loving, baby, baby, ooh, baby. I know that I've hurt your whole feeling. I've lied and I've even been untrue. Now that my conscience needs some healing, I've found out I'm hung on you.
And I WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Who are they? Yeah, that's your bumper stumper, and it's part of our theme, if you figured that out already. 1971, Colossus. Would have been a hit if it weren't for Jerry Ross, but that's a long story. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, and our question. Oh, these two words, which first appeared together in a dictionary in 1912, appear in countless commercials as the item enticing customers today. What two words? So it is an item, it is an enticement. All right. So 888-876. And when I say it is an item, I should probably say it's a thing. I'm not claiming that it is, in fact, tangible, though aspects of it are. It's going to get worse if I try to define this further. Just go with that. Diane in Chicago, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. You said something about it being connected with an event when she said.
Well,
when
I'm saying event, I mean as opposed necessarily to something tangible. So not an event like Mother's Day.
Uh huh.
Okay. So what do you think?
Okay. Well, I had a few before. I was thinking first of all, dirt cheap.
No.
And I was thinking of ready made.
Nope.
Then I thought of tenderloin.
Nope.
And maybe top notch.
Nope. See, all those things could refer to a number of things. This can only refer to one thing.
One thing. Okay.
One thing and one thing alone. There's no mistake in what this is. Keep thinking and call me back.
All right.
Okay, thanks, Diane. Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh. We are going to find out what's going on in the world at large, and we'll talk to Donna in Oak Lawn and Jeff in Spring Grove, James on the South Side, Steve in Newark, and Michelle in Geneva. There's one line available for you, 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
One early morning, as I was walking, I met a started talking. I took her home to get a few nips, but all I had was mint julep. One mint julep was the cause of it all. I don't remember just how it started, but all I know is we should have bought it. I stole a kiss and then another. I didn't mean to take it further. One man julep was the cause of it all. The lights were burning low there in the parlor, went through the kitchen door. I popped her father, he said, I saw you win. My daughter got to wait right now. Oh, face of slaughter.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and you're listening to Monday Night Trivia, and hopefully playing as well. If it's Friday night, you're sitting back and enjoying the show, I hope. But if it's Monday night, well, you're frustratingly trying to dial and get through. Right now, all the lines are busy, but they won't be all night, I promise. So my question, I'll never ask another one like it. Yeah, this is, I thought this was going to be so easy. To explain, if nothing else. These two words, which first appeared together in a dictionary in 1912, appear in countless commercials as the thing that entices customers today. What two words? It refers to something absolutely specific. All right, not a proper noun, but something specific. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. Sharon is a first-time caller, and she's in Chicago. Thanks for calling WGN Radio, Sharon.
Well, thank you, and I enjoy listening to your radio station. I really do.
Great
to music,
have you.
I should say.
Thank you. Appreciate that. So what do you think?
Ice cold.
I like it. It's not right. But thanks for trying.
Can you tell me when that mint julep record was made?
1952.
Okay, because that's when I was listening. I was born in 42, and I listened to all the music in 52 when I was a kid. And,
yeah.
It rings a bell. Thank you.
I'll bet it does.
Care,
all right. Thanks. I appreciate it. All right. Okay, so the class of 60 checks in. All right. 888-876-5593. And yeah, she would have been 10 at the time, which is the perfect time to be in your room listening to the radio at night to the station your mother would prefer you not hear. So 888-876-5593. Donna is in Oak Lawn. How's it going, Donna?
Oh, it's going well, but I think I've got two that historically might be around 1912. Oh, yeah. I don't know about the rest of them, they're all totally confusing,
all right.
Especially with your description.
Oh, God, I know. I'm so sorry. I'll go ahead and
read them off my list, keep my fingers crossed.
Mm.
The first one is Teddy Bear.
No.
Okay, how about Baby Ruth Candy Bar?
No.
Cough Drop?
Nope.
Bath Towel?
Nope.
Toilet Paper?
No, thank God, no.
Bouncing Drink?
No.
Well, those are the six, and I'm going to put my thinking cap on, but so far, it's not
working. This is really bad. Someone's going to get it, and like I say, when they do, it'll be, oh, of course, and then you can beat me over the head for not explaining this well, but I'm really not sure how else to do it. All right, thanks. Call me again.
Okay.
All right, good deal. Bye. Yeah, there's probably a much better way to phrase this than I know. Yeah, clearly. I'm failing you. However, you'll come through. I just know it. Steve in Newark, welcome to WGN Radio.
Raleigh, the more you talk, the more you confuse me, but I'm going to try the ones I got here.
Excellent. Yeah, I know. This is going from bad to worse in a hurry.
How about popcorn?
No.
Ice cream.
No.
Iced tea.
No.
Lemonade.
No.
Pickup truck.
No.
Automatic transmission.
Nope. But those are nice half dozen guesses. If you think of something else, call me back.
Brain dead. Thanks,
Tom. Oh, yeah, brain dead. That's even better. All right, thanks. I appreciate it. All right.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, that probably describes me, brain dead. I know. I should have found another way, as I say, to elucidate this. I don't know what it would be. Clearly, I am lacking. This is my fault. I take full responsibility for this question, and I apologize deeply in advance. Jeff in Spring Grove, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. How are you doing?
Well, clearly not well. I can't even phrase the darn question.
I'm a pony better, so I'm going to say Kentucky Derby.
You know, that's a great answer. It's not right, but it's a truly great answer.
I thought I was between Coca-Cola, but with the hyphen, that makes one word.
Yeah, wouldn't be Coke.
And then Titanic thing. It's not really right because it's like the Titanic.
Right, right, yeah.
But, okay, well, great. I am dying to hear the answer.
Me too, and I hope somebody gets it tonight, but if they don't get
it. I have no idea what the hell this is.
Oh, man. And when you hear it, you'll know exactly, and maybe you can call back and tell me, well, you should have said it this way.
Yeah, right.
All right, thanks.
Appreciate it.
Okay, bye. Yeah, I'm failing you, and I recognize that. But when I first saw this question, it was so hopeful to me. It really was. I said, oh, what a great question. And now I'm realizing, oh, this is just too hard to parse, let alone answer. Well, it is two words that appeared in a dictionary together for the first time in 1912. And you hear this all the time today in commercials. And it is an enticing thing, all right? Entices you to do something, more than anything, I guess. Well, that's not necessarily true either. But what are the two words? Oh. 888-876-5593. It is all my fault. And Michelle is in Geneva. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh. Good evening.
Yeah, what do you think?
How about new and improved?
Yeah, nope. This refers specifically to a specific thing.
Yeah, yeah. I was, when you said specifically, yeah. I thought, wondering what I could think of. Hey, the bumper a couple back, the group that got it a little modern, tell me that wasn't the Osmonds.
There were no Osmonds, I promise.
Okay, good.
Yeah, yeah. No, I wouldn't do that to you. God, ask these kind of questions and play the Osmonds. Well, there goes the audience.
And as far as the last two buffers, I don't know who they were, but man, they don't write them like that anymore. Wow. So cool. The first guy, what a voice, man. I can't wait to find out who that was.
All right. Well, hopefully someone will guess it. Thanks.
I hope so. Thanks, Ron.
Appreciate it. Yeah, and if they don't guess it, and if I run out of time before I reveal all the bumpers at the end of the night, remember, they're always at Rolly.net, Rolly.net, right after the show, I put them up. Well, within a few hours, anyway. So, 888-876-5593. That takes us to Bobby in Chicago. Hello, Bobby.
Hey, how you doing, Rolly?
All right, how about yourself?
I'm doing well, thank you. I just wanted to see if I could take a shot at that trivia question there.
All right.
I'm thinking it's toothpaste.
It is not toothpaste. Interesting, though.
Oh, man. All right, well, I'll try again a little bit.
And I'm counting on it. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Have a good
day. You too. All right, so what are we doing? Yeah, that's a perennial question. Scott is in Wheeling, Illinois. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, how are you?
Oh, I guess I can't complain, but befuddled would be it in a word. How about yourself?
Not bad. You know, I think that first guy's problem was not so much the transmission, because you were hearing him clearly. I think he might have had a microphone he might have gotten water or something spilled in it, something, because that's what it sounded like.
Here's the problem. Oh. Every call since then has had a minor artifact of the same type. Something is with the phone system. And that's what's bothering me, is that if it was just confined to his call, I wouldn't worry, but I can hear it in yours. Now, see, it's to a very minor degree, so hopefully you and most people aren't noticing it, but I'm noticing it.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's something. It almost sounds like I'm over-modulating the calls, but the thing is, I'm under-modulating the calls.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, well,
that's really crazy.
I'll worry about it after the show.
I was going to try and take a guess at what you were trying to describe.
Good. Oh, I like it. Yes, that's the spirit.
I don't know if the two words are enticing you.
No, the concept is. When the two words are together, the concept is what entices you.
Okay, when the two words are together, I would take a guess like something like Coca-Cola?
Nope, that's a product. Nope.
The real thing?
No, that's three words.
I dropped the... Oh, wow. This is enticing.
Yeah.
Enticing and nice.
You hear these two words, you say, I'll do that.
Ah. Okay. Get it?
Nope.
Oh, wow. You're so good.
Well, I don't know, maybe I'm so bad. You'll be the judge of that after you hear the answer.
Oh, no, you're good. We're good, or all of us are really just out of it today.
Nope, it's my fault. I take full responsibility for this, and I promise never to have it again, but hopefully someone will get it soon.
I pray. Have a great night.
You too. Thanks. Appreciate it. So, 888-876-5593. We'll get to Bob in Willowbrook and Jeff in Spring Grove. And Jim is in St. Pete. All right. And Bob in Arlington Heights. And let's say goodbye to Scott here. And go. One line available for you. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
I love you. I love you.
used to be loneliness. Now there's a love I can't hide. Baby, you know I'm thankful to have you by my side.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Interesting record. Not really a national hit, but the interesting thing about it, it was released three times under three different group names, so I'll take any of them. But the first one was in 1968 on Smash. 888-876-5593. 8888-Raleigh. All right, Bob in Willowbrook has three guesses. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Good evening, Raleigh. Happy VE Day.
Yes.
While I've been on hold, I've become increasingly less confident than any of these are even close.
Okay.
But here we go. Light beer.
No. I like that, though.
Okay. Diet Cola.
No.
Filtered cigarette.
No.
Tandem bicycle.
No.
Electric car.
No. In 1912? Oh, man, that would have been a great dictionary.
I don't know. There might have been.
Well, you just never know. You're right.
Okay, last and maybe least, low calorie.
Nice, but not right.
Okay.
Thank you for trying. If you think of something else, you call me back, Bob.
Indeed.
Okay, thanks. So, 888-876-5593. And yes, again, our clear as mud question is, I thought this was going to be so easy. All right, not necessarily to guess, but at least to throw out there. And here we are. These two words, which first appeared together in a dictionary in 1912, appear in countless commercials as the thing enticing customers today. What two words together? You hear it and you say, oh, I got to do it. All right. What is it? 888-876-5593. In the meantime, Cleveland Dennis recognized a bumper. So what'd you hear, you know?
Hello, Raleigh. And first of all, as well, for all the listeners, and I'm guessing One Mint Julep for the bumper, because I have that album.
And it is?
Good. And the question answer...
No, give me the group name again.
The Clovers.
All right, there we go. Yes, the Clovers. Absolutely right.
Yeah. Right. And I want to guess, hopefully I can get it almost, but... I'm guessing good value.
Good value. Nope, not right.
Can I make a request?
Absolutely. I'll try to get it on tomorrow. What do you want to hear?
Jimmy Delp. Almost.
Okay. I will try.
From the jukebox in the pool room luncheonette that I used to shoot pool at on the west side of Cleveland years ago.
All right.
And I heard it recently, and I'll be listening tomorrow. Thank you very much.
Great. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it. All right. So we add Cleveland Dennis to the stack of winners because it was. It was the Clovers. Of course it was. 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh, we've got another hour of Monday Night Trivia, and hopefully we'll get a winner. Maybe it'll be you on WGN Radio.
Clapping and your fingers start to popping and your feet start to moving around. And if you start to swing and sway when a band starts to play a real cool and way out sound. And if you get the can't help it and you can't sit down, you feel like you gotta move around.
Need a shot of rhythm and blues
with just a little rock and roll on the side, just for good measure.
Need a pair of dancing shoes.
Have a lot of pleasure, don't you worry about a thing. If you start to dance and sing, and chill bumps come up on you. And when that rhythm finally hits you, and the beat gets you too, well, here's the thing for you to do.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We've got an hour to solve this. Well, actually, we don't. It could be a straggler and stay till next week. But this question, this, by the way, is another bumper stumper in the same theme that we've been doing all night. That's early 60s on Dot. So who is he? And what's the theme? All right, so 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. And the theme is not records that were real big in England that weren't hits here, which that record, by the way, would have been. It was a flip side here and, you know, did absolutely nothing. But man, I'll tell you, I can't tell you how many Liverpool groups covered that badly, I might add. So let's see what we can do. I have not found a better way to phrase this. No, I was trying to slog through email and not doing too well at that either. It seems if I don't kind of clear it every several hours, I look up and it's 912 new messages. Like, yeah. So we'll get through that. All right. So these two words, which first appeared together in a dictionary in 1912, appear in countless commercials, enticing customers today. What two words? We've discovered that it's something very specific, and it should motivate you that you're going to partake in this. All right, that's all I can tell you. And yeah, I'm sorry. 888-876-5593. It's 8888 Raleigh. If you don't get it this week, we'll hold it over until next week. And then absolutely next week, we will reveal it. But I'm counting on you. We got an hour right now, and you're going to get it. I hope. Bob in Arlington Heights, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh, how are you?
I don't know anymore, Bob. How about yourself?
Well, I had two guesses, but then during the break, I came up with another.
That's fine.
Kind of plagiarized from
more the merrier.
Sponsors.
Okay.
The first one I'm going to go with is Free Sample.
No.
Cash Rebate.
No.
Lifetime Warranty.
No. Oh man, that's yeah, right. Yeah, people go to hell for lying like that. But none of them are right, but they all sound lovely. Thank you.
All right, have a good week.
Okay, you too. Okay, bye. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. Sharon is in St. Charles. What do you think, Sharon?
Well, I was thinking it was ice cream because around that time it was invented.
That's nice.
And it would have paid.
Yeah. That's well thought out. It's not right, but it's very well thought out.
Well, thank you.
Call me again. Thanks. Appreciate it.
I'll try.
Okay, good.
Bye.
Thanks. All right, so 888-876-5593. Linda in Richfield Park. Linda, how have you been?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm from Richfield.
Oh, well, see, and you know, I sort of know that. We've talked about that before. John decided to move you. I hope you like the move.
Yes, I do.
All right.
I want to guess at the, I have six guesses. I think I got it.
Okay.
From 1912. It got to be bedtime.
Nope.
Lunchtime.
Nope.
Break time.
Nope.
Tea time.
Nope.
Quitting time.
Nope.
Okay, well.
But let me tell you.
Heavy duty.
Now,
heavy duty.
Nope, but of your first five guesses, you're probably in some ways closer than anyone else.
Oh, okay.
So you'll be thinking about it and you call me back.
I sure will. And anyone here from Scotty yet?
No, and I'm you know, sending a guy we know over there this month to hopefully check out in person. I'm very worried about what's going on.
Yeah, I'm hoping for the best.
Me too. I just
I
hope for whatever reason he just couldn't get to the phone, but all will be well. I'm still keeping that good thought.
And could you play a song for me one day this week?
Yeah, what you want to hear?
I want to hear, it's this song, Somebody's Always Picking on Me. It's got me singing it. Says, why is everybody always picking on me?
Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
The Coasters. Charlie Brown, The Coasters. Okay, you got it.
All right. Thank
okay,
you.
Thanks. Appreciate it, Linda. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So, 888-876-5593. Now, yeah, maybe that'll be a clue to you. I thought that Linda was really there. All right, so Chicago, Karen, welcome back, WGN Radio.
Hi.
Hey.
I'm going to go with Lifesaver.
Nope.
lifetime?
Nope.
Oh, well, that's okay.
All right, thanks for trying. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, so let's see. Jim in St. Petersburg, welcome to WGN Radio. Hey, Jim. Oh, we lost Jim. Well, he tried, and I appreciate it. If you want to call back, Jim, that would be great. There's now one line available if you dial quickly. Let's see. Timothy in Salem, Virginia. Hello, Timothy.
Oh, hi, Raleigh.
What do you think?
I think it's the original.
Oh, that's good. It's not right.
Oh, okay. How about Blue Ribbon?
Nope.
Hmm. We're not even in the ballpark.
No, I'm afraid you're not. Nope. But if you think of something else, you call me back.
Okay,
thanks. Appreciate it. So 888-876-5593 would be 888-ROLLYE. We'll get to some TV trivia, 60s TV trivia with John, but Mark in Aurora wants charts. We'll do that as well. And Barb in Lake Bluff has a guest, so let's find out what's on her mind. So does James in Southside. He's got half a dozen. So, hello, Barb. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi. So, is it Super Sale?
Nope.
Oh, gosh, I thought I had it.
Ah, well, thanks for trying.
Okay, bye.
Okay, appreciate it. All right, so... And John from Waukegan's going to get in here, too. So I'm going to find John from Covington's TV Trivia and Mark's charts, and we'll take your guesses coming up in moments in the final hour tonight of Monday Night Trivia. If you're listening on Friday night, please don't call. Sit back, enjoy the show. If it's Monday night, well, it's a busy signal. But as soon as we say goodbye to somebody, which I'll do right now, there you go. There's one line available for you. Go. 888-876-5593. WGN Radio.
Well, when it comes to bopping and natural finger popping, baby, you sure do swing.
And when it comes to bopping and a natural finger popping, daddy, you are the king.
Baby, you've got me beat up and down, inside out and across. Ooh. Talking about dancing and down home romancing, baby, you are the queen.
Man, when push comes to shove, when it comes down to love, you're a horse.
But in the middle of the night, when the moon is shining bright, you're the boss.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. There's another bumper stumper. Fits our theme perfectly. Don't worry what our theme is. Tell me who this is. That's enough. But if you know this theme, even better. 888-876-5593. Of course, getting through is the real trick tonight, and I really appreciate the calls. It makes trivia a lot more fun to do, but harder to get in, and I appreciate you continuing to try. So, we have a question. Yeah, right? It'll be the death of me. These two words first appeared in a dictionary together for the first time in 1912. Well, today they appear in countless commercials as something that entices customers. What two words? Entices customers specifically. All right, now, I know, this is just terrible. And I agree, and I apologize. And if you don't like my question, who would? And you don't know my bumper stumpers, you can have your own category, and we'll prove it in moments. But right now, I'm going to get a couple more answers, maybe, on our question. Kim in Schaumburg, what do you think?
Air conditioning.
Nice, but not right.
No.
Sorry about that. Thanks for trying. All right, so let's see. What does John in Waukegan think? What do you think, John?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah.
I think it's when they try to sell you something on the TV and radio to convince you that they'll tell you, well, if you bundle it, you get a better deal.
It's not right, but I love it. I love your spirit, and I agree. Ain't that just a complete con? Yes.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for trying. Appreciate it. All right. So, yeah, bundle it, right. That's right. Lose in more ways than one, of course. All right. So, Frank in Northlake's going to get some guesses in here. So, what do you think, Frank?
Hello, Raleigh.
Hey, Frank.
Yeah, I've got some, for the first time, I have six answers.
Oh, good.
Six tryouts.
Yeah.
How about pizza pie?
No.
Horseradish?
No.
French fries?
No.
Hamburger?
No.
Homemade?
No.
Boy.
You got one more. You got one more.
Not bedtime.
No, no, no. All right. Well, if you think of more, because, you know, Frank, I expected you would get this, actually. So think harder.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Maybe I'll call back.
I hope so. Thanks, Frank.
Get my thinking camp.
Yeah. All right. So 888-876-5593 is 8888-RALEIGH. And we have another first-time caller, and that's Fred in Tucson. Well, I know he's not listening over the air, so Fred, welcome to WGN Radio.
Well, thanks, Raleigh.
So what's going on in Tucson?
Well, it's gotten to warm up, you know.
Yes, it, yes.
Hundreds, triple digits, but that's why we're there.
Yeah.
So I got a guess. I got a guess for you there. Is it
good?
Is it breakfast?
No. Any other guess?
No, no, that one popped into my head.
Well, if you think of something else, you call me back, and thanks for checking us out. I assume you're listening on the stream.
Oh, yeah.
And we're glad to have you.
Thanks, Raleigh.
Thanks. Okay,
enjoy
bye.
Yourself.
Yeah, you too. Yeah, how nice. So 888-876-5593. Now, I believe for something completely different, John is in Covington, Kentucky, and we're going to 60s TV trivia. How's it going, John?
Hey, Raleigh, how you doing?
Oh, you know, I lost control of the show before it began. So
That poor old soul left.
Yeah, it was like that all day, actually. I had to do the, you know, in Globe had to do this County Board of Supervisors meeting, and I screwed that up six ways to Sunday, and I said, oh, I know the rest of the night's going to be just like this, and it has been. So, we have your 60s TV trivia question. Are you ready?
Okay, I am ready.
Okay, we're talking about the television sitcom The Beverly Hillbillies.
Okay.
What was Granny's name?
Oh, well, her last name, I don't know the first one, but her last name was Moses.
Right, right. And I'll give it to you for that, but come on, you can do the first one, I'm sure.
Oh, boy. Well, the famous painting of Grandma Moses. That's not going to work. Oh, let's see.
Well, that's all right. It was Daisy Moses. Daisy.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. But you knew Moses. That's good enough for me. We'll add to your stash, and thank you, John.
Thank you.
All right, appreciate it. Yeah, so John knows his 60s TV trivia. All right, so Terry is a first-time caller, and he is in Crestville, Illinois. So, Terry, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, let's see you all tonight.
Thanks for calling.
I only got one answer, though, and I'm thinking it's halftime.
Halftime? What a great answer. It's not right.
Oh,
but I really like it, Terry. I do. I hope you'll call me again.
I will.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it.
Yes,
it's a nice guess. Absolutely. All right, so now we're going to move right over to charts, don't you know? And Mark is in Aurora. How's it going, Mark?
Pretty well. I have four trivia guesses first.
You do, huh?
Pop, yeah, corn.
No.
No, I'm sorry. Potato chips.
No.
Corn chips.
No.
Okay, toothbrush.
No.
Mouthwash.
No.
Okay, so now I go on to my chart.
yes, you do. And I'm getting the 70s out. Here we are. I get my exercise from you. All right, so
yeah.
1970.
This week in May, 76.
Yes, right. See, I'm back at the other studio, and the screens are smaller, so I keep having to lean over to see what it says. All right, so let's see. May of 76. Here we go. All right, so let's do this week in May of 1976.
Yeah.
May 8th. How about that? All right, you ready?
Okay.
Number one, Welcome Back.
Hello?
Yes, number one, Welcome Back.
Oh, John Sebastian.
Yes, number two, Right Back Where We Started From.
Oh, it's...
Might be...
Oh, it's not... I know it's not Gloria Gaynor.
No, of course not. This actually might be the only thing I like in this whole top 10.
Oh. Yeah, and I'm going to kick myself when you tell me, because who this is.
Yes, you do know who this is. I'm trying to look here to see if I can get you an audio, and maybe that will bring something to mind. I don't know.
No, I know. I'm already hearing it in my head.
Oh, all right. And you still don't know it.
Yeah.
All right, well, prepared to moan and groan and all that, because it's Maxine Nightingale.
Yeah. Oh, yes, of course.
Yes. Number 3, Boogie Fever.
Oh, the
we know.
Again, I can hear it. I can hear it in my head.
Yeah, we know how you like these.
The
yes, the Silvers is right. Number 4, you'll get this right away. It's As Wimpy White As It Gets. Fooled Around and Fell in Love.
Elvin Bishop.
Yeah, number 5, Silly Love Songs.
Paul McCartney.
Number 6, Show Me the Way to Go.
Oh, Peter Frampton?
Yeah, number 7, Love Hangover.
Oh, I know it, but I forgot it.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Whiter than the wimp. Yeah, I'm telling you what. All right, Diana Ross, you might have heard of her.
Oh, okay.
Number 8, Get Up and Boogie.
Get Up and Boogie.
Yeah.
Again, I'm hearing it in my head.
You picked this year.
Cheek?
No. Silver Convention.
Oh. Silver Convention. Oh.
Yes. Number 9, Let Your Love Flow. You'll get this right away.
Oh. The Bellamy Brothers.
Yeah, see, I told you. And number 10, Disco Lady.
Disco Lady.
Oh, you are so predictable, Mark.
Oh.
Here's Mark from Aurora, whiter than the whitest white man. All right, so number 10 is Johnny Taylor. Oh, God.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I heard that on a countdown recently.
Well, that's right, and didn't even commit it to memory. What does that say? Well,
this it says I'm not into disco.
Yeah, well, yes. For the first time, you didn't ace the top 10 there. So I guess we'll try next week, pick another year.
Okay.
Advice to Mark,
well,
another year.
Star Trek trivia next week.
Oh, all right. All right. I'll be thinking about it already. All right. Thanks, Mark.
Okay,
appreciate
bye-bye.
It. Yes, and he's always good at that. 888-876-5593 is 8888. R-O-L-L-Y-E. We're going to find out what's going on in the world at large. And Jan is a first-time caller. Don't go away, Jan. We'll be back right after the news on WGN Radio.
You better be alert for little Miss Flirt. Yes, you had. She never gives a warning when she comes around knocking on your door. Just like she did on mine before. And cutting you down with those big blue eyes. And building you up with a pack of lies. All right, yeah, little mister. Now there are girls both bad and good. But there's just one point be understood. Don't pick your woman with too much haste. She might be a devil with a pretty face. All right, yeah, little Miss Flirt.
Yeah, yeah.
She never gives a warning when she comes around knocking on your door. Just like she did on my hand before. And cutting you down with those big blue eyes. And building you up with a pack of lies. She might say that it's all right.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Well, it was released again as a single, re-released actually on repeat, but originally an album cut in 1968. And who are they? 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. And what's the theme? All right, so let's see what we can do. Jan is a first-time caller. She's got an answer for us, we hope. So, Jan, welcome to WGN Radio.
Yes, good evening. Yeah,
Dan Whelan, what's how are you?
All right, I'm so glad you called. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate your entertainment and all your knowledge. I was thinking, could it be low calorie?
No, it's not low calorie, but that's a nice guess.
Could it be low fat?
Nope.
Lunch break?
Nope.
Coffee break?
Nope.
Break time?
Nope.
We're getting near the end of the conversation here, I'm afraid.
Yeah, well, if you think of something else, you call me back. I think nobody's going to get it this week, so it gives you a week to think about it and call me next week.
Oh, that's all I need, another crazy...
Well, you know, it keeps the things that are really important out of your mind.
Hey, Raleigh, thanks again for the entertainment.
Oh,
really,
well, thank you, and I hope to hear from you again soon.
Okay.
So, yeah, absolutely. You know, these are completely, utterly useless pieces of information that mean absolutely nothing, which is the whole purpose of the show, truly. And, you know, life is fraught with so many things that really do matter that you have to contend with, that we just suspend reality for 3 hours on weeknights and just try to have a good time. And that's why when things go awry... Yeah, like one of my stations is suddenly off the air. You know, rather than panic, I just kind of laugh and say, all right, what next? So 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. And Annette is in West Chicago. So Annette, what do you think?
I have to say I really enjoy your show, and I love hearing all your regular callers calling in.
Well, I'm so glad you're one of them, Annette. So what do you think?
Yeah. Well, I haven't heard all the guesses tonight, but I listened to some of your hints, and I think it could be summer vacation.
No.
Or Christmas vacation.
No.
Or birthday party.
No.
No.
But those are all good. Those are all good. Think harder and call me back.
Okay, thanks.
Appreciate it. Like I say, you'll have a whole week, and when everything else is going wrong, you can kind of suspend the problem and say, I'm going to think about that trivia question. All right, so we got Wesley in Chicago. It's been a while. How are you, Wesley? Well, I don't know, because it's been too long, because Wesley has now done hung up. All right, well, we'll talk to you soon, I hope, Wesley. Mm-mm-mm. All right, let's see. Frank has more guesses in North Lake. So what do you think, Frank? Are you there, Frank? No. All right, maybe I didn't release that line. Well, I have now. Dawn in Buffalo Grove has a guess. What do you think, Dawn?
Hi, Raleigh. Well, the trivia, maybe Alka-Seltzer?
Nope.
Or Pepto-Bismol?
No. Nope. Well,
those are the only two I've got.
Well, if you think of something else, call me back.
I will.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593. We got Leah, we got James, and we got a couple other people calling. Maybe it's you. If not, well, hop to the phone. We've got another, oh, I'd say about 10 minutes of this right here on WGN Radio.
Go.
WFGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So who is that? That's our final bumper stumper of the night. So what's the theme? You should know by now. You should also know who this is. Yeah, this is number one in Great Britain. Did nothing here. On the other hand, a song they had out of the box, which was number one here, did nothing in Great Britain. That was 1974, and it was on RCA. That has absolutely nothing to do with it, what you might know about the group, though. So who are they? 888-876-5593. Anne is a first-time caller, and she's in Morton Grove. Now she's on WGN Radio. Thanks for calling, Anne.
I always loved your show.
Great to have you.
I listen to it before I go to bed every day.
Thank you.
Yes, I have two guesses
okay.
for the trivia.
I'm ready.
My first one is brunch.
Nope.
And the second one is finger licking good.
Not that either, but nice guesses, and I hope you'll call me again soon, Anne. Thank you.
I will, thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, so, yeah, we're looking for two words. They were in the dictionary in 1912 together for the first time, and we've heard them ever since together in commercials everywhere. Leah in Marcus Hook has another guess. What do you think, Leah?
Lunch meat.
No. I like that, though.
No. I was so sure, too.
Yeah, no, that sounds good. When you said that, I said, man, that could be the name of a top 40 singer. Yeah, and now it's lunch meat.
Lunch meat?
Yeah.
I think it was the name of a band, too, though,
well,
wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, hell, if there's meatloaf, why can't there be lunch meat?
Okay, thanks, Rob.
All right, thanks for calling. I appreciate it. Yeah, I don't see why not. 888-876-5593. Sherry is in Naperville. What do you think, Sherry?
Hi, Raleigh. I'm going to tell you my brain hurts. I've turned over a list like 18 times since you started the question.
Okay. Well, I'm ready for all six.
All right. Well, I'm not sure I have six. So, this is my first guess, because at first you said these two items only describe this one thing.
Yeah, it's...
first guess is antiperspirant.
No. No.
I am so confused.
Yeah,
all
me
right.
too.
And then, time saver?
No.
But that can be attributed to so many different things.
That's correct. This can.
And, right. Oh, David, what was the name? All new?
No.
Enticement. And it's not an actual thing that you can hold.
I'll be willing to say that it is not a thing you can hold. That is correct.
Money saving.
No.
I think I'm thinking automobile.
It's not a thing you can... It's not a thing you can hold.
Is it a product attribute?
Say what?
Product benefit?
No.
Okay.
No, I would... You know, when you say that, I guess that's in the eye of the beholder, but I would say no.
Well, no, product attributes are pretty specific.
No, well, this is not an attribute.
They describe what the product will do for you. This one will clean better or...
This will not clean better.
Well, that's not what I mean. But
yeah.
I mean, product attributes are things that are relevant to product. All right, well, hopefully somebody can...
I think we're in it for the long haul. We'll pick it up here next week.
Unless you start giving the first letter of each.
No, we're not. We're not going there. No, we'll. I'll just reveal it at the end of next week's show and give you a week to think about it.
All right.
Okay. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right, so let's see. And I do blame me. I probably should be phrasing this so much differently, but I don't know how. Veronica is in Hillside, Illinois. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. I've been listening to you for a couple of years now. I really enjoy the show.
Well, thank you.
I think people are in the wrong track. It's not an item. It's what you say about the item, like quantities limited or buy now.
Yeah, it's not that. But in a way, you are right. And in a way, you're not. That's terribly cloudy, I know, but you're right.
But it's not an item, the item, though, I know
well,
that.
Well, I would...
It's what you would say about the
well,
item.
And I would think that it might not be an item.
Right. I can't think of anything else. You say you'll tell us next week?
Oh, yes, but I'm hoping I'll have a winner before that, hopefully in the show next week. But if nobody comes up with it next week, I will not end that show without telling you what it is.
Oh, okay. All right, well, thanks.
Well, good. I hope to hear from you next week. I'm sure you'll have new guesses.
Yeah, okay. Thank
okay, thanks.
Bye.
All right. So good to hear from Veronica. All right, now, 888-876-5593. We'll get to Johnny D and we'll get to James. But first, I want to review the bumper since nobody came up with the theme or any of the songs. And I feel it's imperative, I tell you. If not, again, you can always look at Raleigh.net and see them. But we opened with Willie T doing Teasing You. The Five Royales, Think. Lenny O'Henry, Across the Street. The Swingin' Medallions, Hey, Hey, Baby. The Mob, I Dig Everything About You. The Clovers, One Mint Julep. The Prophets, I Got the Fever. Or Creation, or the Georgia Prophets, depending on when you got the record. Arthur Alexander, A Shot of Rhythm and Blues, with a little rock and roll on the side, just for good measure. Laverne Baker and Jimmy Ricks, You're the Boss. The Occasions, Little Miss Flirt. Yeah, Donnie Weaver of The Occasions. Of course, that was on the Girl Watcher LP, 1968 ABC. The Times did Ms. Grace. Ooh, Ms. Grace, Satin and Perfume and Lace. And that was number one in Great Britain and nothing here. And of course, their first hit here, So in Love, that later appeared as So Much in Love, but original 45 said So in Love, was on Cameo and Parkway and number one. All right, so 888-876-5593. Nancy is a first-time caller. She's in Salem, Wisconsin. What do you think, Nancy? Hello, Nancy. I think I'm saying hi to Nancy. Let me try again. There we are. Hi, Nancy.
Hi.
What do you think?
I think it's Happy Hour.
We have a winner.
No way.
We have a winner. Absolutely
yeah.
Right. It is Happy Hour. These two words first appeared in a dictionary together in 1912, and they appear in countless commercials today. What two words? Happy hour. And what that came from is the fact that back then being drunk referred to as being happy.
Mm-hmm.
So that was happy hour. The American Dictionary of Food and Drink listed it in 1912. You are a winner.
Yay.
Yeah, this is exciting. Now nobody
it
has to...
very exciting, but yeah. You know what? That one caller kind of tipped me off with all those times.
Yes, exactly. That was Linda in Richland Park. You betcha. Yeah, that was Linda. All right, well, you are a winner. Oh, good, 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 good. Well, hang on. Don't go away.
All right.
All right, so we have a winner. It's Nancy, a first-time caller, too. Yes, happy hour. Now, all right, you can critique the question and decide if I was in any way unfair to you. Probably completely. But Johnny D, welcome back.
Well, good for Fancy Nancy.
Yes.
Happy hour.
Yes, happy hour.
Well, no people back in 1912 that's happy or drunk. Okay.
Yeah.
I was gonna say bon appetit. I don't know.
But happy hour. Yes.
Well, that's great. I'm happy for her. Okay, yeah. Very good. And thanks to the woman that gave me a shout-out.
Absolutely. It's always good to hear from you, Johnny D, no matter what your relatives say.
I'll get you for that, Raleigh.
No, it's not meant that way. You know, I know sometimes you feel bad and they set you up, and it's like, no, people love you. Just tell them that.
I got you.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. Okay, bye. Yeah, so 888-876-5593. James on the South Side, were you going to guess happy hour?
I wouldn't have been. I was going, my first guess was going to be Bon Voyage.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, well.
But it wouldn't have been in my top six, it would have been in the eight.
All right, well, Nancy won, and thank you for playing, and we'll do it again next week. New question, I promise it won't be this bad. All right, thanks.
Actually, that wasn't that bad a question. You had to be kind of obtuse or basically abstract with it.
Right, because
if you gave away two, if you gave away, you were basically giving it away.
Right, that was the thing. I couldn't say it was restaurant and bars, or it would have gone in a minute. That's right.
Yeah, it would. And the one who kept saying the times that basically, that would have been, if I wasn't thinking like 1912 so much around a certain thing, I would have probably gone in that angle. But that was okay. That first call, that caller who basically laid it out there. Basically, pretty much gave a pretty good hint, and managed to pick it up.
Well, there you go. All right.
Congratulations.
Thanks, James. Appreciate
it. It's kind of like, hey, the Blackhawks got the first pick in the draft.
Talk to you later.
Okay.
All right. So,
talk to you tomorrow.
I hope so. Thanks. Oh, tomorrow night, Del Stecker is going to join me in the first hour. All right. Del Stecker is someone I've known for years. In fact, he used to listen to me when he was writing his first novel. And he wrote one that is just terrific. It's called Tard. And it's the kind of thing when we first talk about it, you know, I'll describe this and you go, I'm never reading that. Oh, yes, you are. It was truly one of the best books I've ever read. So we'll talk to Del and see what's going on with his life. And then we'll talk to you because we have 3 big hours and we'll spend most of it with you, of course. So we'll do that tomorrow night, 21 hours from now. Until then, that's a wrap. We thank Dan for keeping us on the air. We thank John for screening your calls. But above all, we thank you. Heavy caller volume all night long, and that was appreciated more than I can ever tell you. You make this show a pleasure to do, and looking forward to talk to you 21 hours from now. Until then, I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.